Kingdom Hearts of Forgotten Era, Actual Play Podcast, Interstitial, Rev Rye Bread, 80 right. Years, Birth by Sleep, Lena, She, Her, They, Them, GM.
Isaiah, he, him, and they, them, Ember.
Nathan, he, him, Solaris.
Hi. I'm Rem, and
no, you're doing it wrong.
I don't know what happened to my friends here, but I go by she, her, and they, them pod. She, her, and they, them pronouns, and I'm playing Kronk, who goes by he, him, and he, him pronouns.
He, him, and he, him pronouns.
And now for Kronk your regularly, shame. And now for your regularly scheduled intro. Valeria, she, her, Nyx, they, them.
And I'm Theodore Monk, he, him, playing Zeneca the Hunted, and I'm so glad you've all joined us again this week.
Hey, that one wasn't too cursed. All right,
yeah,
guys.
I can't pile cursed on cursed. If I...
last time, Ember and Kronk disregarded the laws of gravity.
Yep. You could say they're defying gravity.
Is that a song?
Yeah. It's from Wicked?
It's from Wicked, yeah. You know the lady who played Elsa in Frozen? She also sang that song. That's the thing that she's famous for before Frozen.
Also, Solaris, Zeneca, and Nyx saved a princess. And approximately.
also, Zeneca told Nyx not to use his string magic, and then he explicitly and only used his string magic on her.
Yep, and then our villain for the arc told our final boss for the arc to fucking burn down the forest, so we're just gonna have to deal with that at some point. And that's all I remember.
Kronk on a parachute did a bombing run. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Kronk's hell yeah. Bombing run made us have to flee because they started shooting at us.
I helped.
Oh yeah, and didn't Ember catch a bullet? Like, as in he got shot?
I got honestly, shot.
Honestly, who knows? I have one harm. That's all I remember.
Yeah, you got shot.
It happens. We do have another princess, like, in tow.
One who did not survive the movie.
Yeah. You also have another princess that is trying to kill you.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's just been one of those fucking days.
You also derailed the plot so hard, I didn't even have to finish the movie.
Wow.
You still haven't finished watching the movie?
No, I have not!
Lena, I'd like to start the session with rolling two Dark Links.
Okay.
One for Kushina and one for her manservant asshole boss.
Okay.
Also, isn't it Kushana?
Kushana.
Yeah, it's Kushana.
Sorry. Kushina is
Val,
Naruto's
mother. Val, didn't you
mother.
Voice her? Val, didn't you... You should know the name of the character you voiced.
Listen, it's been a couple months.
It has been a while.
Hey, y'all know that backlog we had? Operative word.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use my Count of Cagliostro to re-roll that one.
Okay.
A link for a link.
Because I have so many locked links right now. Fuck yes.
Yay!
I'm gonna lock my... I'm gonna lock my Nausicaa link. Now, I have a question. Okay. So, when you roll a 10+ in a stat, you unlock all your locked links.
Other way around.
You refresh all of your locked
you
links.
Oh shit, Count of Cagliostro was not a locked link, so that just got spent.
Oh, okay. Goodbye.
All right,
goodbye,
and now Manservant, whose name I don't remember because I did not like him as much.
I don't even know his name.
I'm gonna lock.
That's because you didn't finish the movie, Lena.
And there's no way to find out.
I did not finish the movie. I'm gonna go ahead.
Look, I've just been busy playing Mass Effect.
I'm gonna go ahead and lock the cronk link because I didn't realize I didn't have that locked.
Lock the cronk.
I have made my links.
Okay.
Nyx is unhappy and in the gummy ship.
Oh yeah, that we're doing things.
You can lock multiple links, right? You locked two links, right?
Yeah.
Because you triggered your link move twice.
Yep.
Remember when we were like, Ember has so many locked links? Oh my god, you have so many more!
And Nyx has...
Oh.
I'm just
you have
something.
So many locked links!
I have 10.
10?
I only have, I don't know, 8, I think.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No, you also have 10.
No, I also have 10. So are we like, in the gummy ship?
In the gummy ship.
Because if so, did we bring the princess with us?
I thought that...
Yeah, we did.
I thought Kronk and Ember were still out and about, because Nyx teleported the rest of us on the ground.
Yeah,
the ship.
That's true,
we
yeah.
We swooped in and picked her up, and then flew towards the forest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're like outside of the gummy ship and everybody else is inside of the gummy ship. And
by the way, I'd like to
Nausicaa is a bit like, what the fuck?
She's about to be a bit more what the fuck. I'd like to punch Nyx in the face. Sorry, no.
Holy shit.
Oh, gonna be one of those days.
What are you gonna make me roll, Lena?
I mean, strike with intent.
Hell yeah.
Why?
I mean, do you have the intent? Are you planning to do an incredible violence?
I mean, I'm clapping him in the jaw.
What happened?
It's a full rearing back.
I transported her with dark magic, and she's upset about it.
No, not even the transportation. It was when you say, she said, hey, don't, very, very specifically, and then you not only used the string magic, you used it on her.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
That's a 9. I'm going to go with protect myself from harm.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to give Nyx 3 harm.
I'm going to try and catch Zeneca's fist.
Okay, so defend from harm? Yep.
I interfere! No.
Okay. It costs you. Expose yourself to danger, or I make a move.
Oh, no.
The expose yourself to danger is that you get hit by the other hand.
I mean, that would
the old two punches at once trick.
That would negate the whole move, which would suck. I will let Lena make a move.
Okay. So you hear a large bellow off in the distance, and our camera transitions to seeing a horrifying, like, lava monstrosity beginning to approach the Sea of Decay.
I've always thought of it as, like, what if Hedora was made of flesh?
Don't like that.
Yeah, that makes it more horrifying, but yeah, we'll go with that.
Describing anything not already made of flesh as made of flesh automatically makes it worse.
Yep.
It's like, imagine a skyscraper made of flesh. Oh!
Yeah.
I feel like Nyx is still holding on to Zeneca's fist. And maybe, like, trying to, like, push her away as he looks at Nausicaa, and he's like, what the hell was that?
We have more important things to do than punching each other right now.
Oh, no, I disagree.
I'm talking about that sound. What was that sound?
That, I think they just woke up the Great Warrior.
Oh. Yay. Oh.
You mean that thing that we could have killed while it was still not there?
And it was an egg.
And he's gonna look at Zeneca.
Okay, I mean, tensions are high on the gummy ship.
Yeah, she looks back at you, and she is exceedingly angry.
Solaris is just gonna take a moment to Paragon interrupt and go, okay, I know we're all a little high stress right now. I get it. I feel ya. But she is right. We have problems to deal with.
And we have a ship. So...
We do have a ship.
And it has guns.
Does it?
Did we ever establish that our gummy ship has guns?
It has guns.
I made a strafing run on the fucking seven at one point, right?
I don't remember.
We definitely, the gummy ship has guns for sure.
Okay. We're having this debate in the cargo hold. It's like, it has guns. Like, does it have guns? Like,
oh man.
Nyx is just gonna run for the controls.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm gonna say that.
We're not done about this.
It is okay. You all can fight when you are on your plot-mandated gummy ship mission.
What? The computer's getting a little too meta. I don't like it. It's stressing Solaris out.
God, we need to find how to get rid of that fucking AI. And I guess Seneca follows up to the cockpit.
Do we pass by Imber and Kronk as we're flying by?
I'm gonna say they got on just in time.
Like Nyx is getting ready to cast off when he sees them.
I like to imagine you fly into us and we just get stuck on the windshield.
Oh, I was gonna say open the fucking hatch, but okay.
Someone's like, turn on the windshield wipers.
Do gummy ships have windshield wipers?
I don't think there are bugs
in space. We have guns, but we don't have windshield wipers. Oh, that's we got a big bug on there. Shoot
it. I don't think planes have windshield wipers, right?
Oh, they absolutely
They'd also... Well, some of them have guns.
They do. Okay, the more you know. I mean, it makes sense now that I think about it, but...
Imagine how many bugs a plane flies into.
Imagine how many birds. Imagine, hey, you know how Wonder Woman's plane is invisible? Imagine how many birds she just fucking knocks out of the sky.
No, she's Wonder Woman. She maneuvers around birds.
I don't think she could.
All right, so we're in the gummy ship.
In the gummy ship.
Nyx is going to shout back at Listel and tell and ask her, where are the weak spots on that thing?
It's a god!
Whoa,
is that Listel's voice?
Oh, is Toad here?
Fuck. Hello! You thought you'd see the last of me?
I thought we established that Toad's 7 voice was not that.
That's true.
Alright, okay, it's a god. How do we kill a god? Well, boy, I feel like we're in the wrong movie to be asking that. Hopefully next week we'll have better answers, but...
Well, shooting it is always a great start.
I guess shooting it would work, yeah.
Fuck it, let's start with that. Quick also aside, are the gun turrets controlled from the cockpit, or is it like Star Wars and there's like gun cockpits?
I don't fucking know. It's Kingdom Hearts, baby.
I think the guns are controlled from the cockpit, but like that's just how I think. That's how I've had our gummy ship mapped out in my head, but interpretation isn't canon. I don't know.
Could I
guarantee you that Donald is not the one firing weapons in Kingdom Hearts.
Could I make a deep dive?
Yeah, sure.
I'm scared.
Nathan's about to object.
I would like to interfere on the deep dive.
I'm not going to interject, but I am scared.
Ask what is the biggest threat here. Probably the god.
I wonder if it's the god.
Alright, so I get one question, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I am going to ask, what is the best way out of this situation?
What do you mean by this situation?
Yeah, you are going to need to
this
elaborate
world's
a bit
getting
more than
fucking
that.
Killed by a god.
Leaving.
I'm debating between two answers.
Ooh.
Gave the most fun one.
My personal interpretation, deicide is always the answer.
Yeah, so, well, I'll say there are two best ways out of this situation. Either you can try to kill the god. Well, you can, it's killable. It might not have been if it was actually, like, properly hatched. But it is killable in this state. Or you could just leave.
Okay.
We're not doing that.
So because of a move I have, I do get a second question. Okay. When you deep dive, always ask, what do I know about this based on my previous experiences? Which we have established basically means, what do I know about this from my Squirrel Scout badges? Do I have, like, a god-killing badge? What does Kronk know about this?
You have badge. A Deicide badge, huh?
Holy shit!
Is that...
You know that this god right now, like, if it hits you, it's gonna do a damage. But it's also, like, gonna die really quickly.
Okay. Guys! Its HP is low, but its stats are really high!
It cuts to inside the cockpit, and all we can see is Kronk with a hand at his mouth, and his mouth's moving. It's like, what do you think he's saying?
Don't worry, guys, I can read lips.
He's saying he's a glass cannon.
He's saying he's an ass bannon? What?
Glass Cannondorf.
Oh, those were better days, Glass Cannondorf. Oh, man.
Nyx is going to say, Solaris, get on the guns.
Yes.
I'm going to power it with Blizzard. And I think he's
going
to change. He's going to fly more in range of this thing. And Lena, I'd like to use magic to try and change her ammunition to Blizzard bullets.
Yeah, sure.
That's rad. I fucking love sword mages where you're just like, I take my weapon and I apply the elements.
All right, so Zeneca isn't gonna like this, but
every time.
Do you hear that sound? It's the sound of the bridge burning.
Are you about to do strings again?
No, but it's definitely darkness. Like a chill enters the room, and he's going to sort of apply his hands to the cockpit, I guess, and you see darkness seep from him into the console, and so I'd like to, the magic inflicts a semi-permanent condition.
Okay.
The magic has no unintended consequences, and I don't know.
Bypasses defenses.
Bypasses defenses.
We're gonna punch a hole through this thing's soul.
Jesus.
You said I was on guns?
Nyx did call for Solaris on guns.
Okay, cool. Can I roll strike with intent?
Yeah, you can.
Rad.
Rip out its achy, like, breaky heart.
Let the record show that the computer is like, I am not a fan of this. Do not hack me with darkness.
This feels weird.
Hacker voice, get out.
All right, I'm gonna burn my Nausicaa link.
Okay, that feels appropriate.
Yeah, and I'm gonna do it.
Big money, no whammies. Big money, no whammies. Big money, no whammies.
Yeah!
No whammies!
For once, because it wasn't me calling for that, it didn't fail. All right. So, it's time for strike with intent time. I am going to defend yourself from harm, and by that I mean everyone in this ship, because I'm going to do evasive maneuvers. And
how,
I'm also going to...
guns?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm also going to shoot so hard jumps between us off the different... course.
No. I'm going to shoot any and all things it tries to hit us with out of the air.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to deal great harm.
Yes. Yeah, it just fucking dies.
Fuck yeah!
We did it!
We win! I don't know why we were so worried about that.
It disintegrates.
We're so good at this movie.
Now,
I mean,
you
to
said
be
it
fair,
was...
that is the extent of what the Great Warrior did in Nausicaa. It was not that important to the plot.
Yeah, I did read a plot summary, so I do know what happens in Nausicaa, and I know it dies quickly.
You said it was a god who has no weakness?
Well, it's also a baby.
Please don't say that.
Oh, great.
Please don't say that.
Yeah, all right. I feel great about this.
I think Nyx is gonna sort of, like, I guess fly them closer to where the army is standing. And I hope they look pretty impressive, because they just fucking killed a god. He's not gonna land yet, because he doesn't trust them. But he's, like, he's moving the ship to, like, hover near the army. And then looking back at the rest of the party.
Yeah, I'd say the army is like, okay.
That's gonna be nope with a capital N from me, dog.
Yeah, they've got, like, their hands up. They're like, okay, you just killed a god.
I am fucking around with that.
Yeah, we'll kill another one if you don't do what we say.
Nyx looks at Nausicaa, and he's like, your orders?
That wasn't in character. I want to establish that before Lena says it was.
Well, some people burp when they're nervous.
He turns around. Nyx turns around, and she's like in our fridge. He like gets up. Like,
we
don't
have
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, right, we have a kitchen.
Yeah.
What is this drink? You call it Coca-Cola?
These spinach puffs are delicious.
Kronk's heart skips a beat.
So she's like, just let them go.
Kind of seems like a bad idea.
I would rather not spill any more blood.
Fair enough. Solaris just goes on the intercom. Okay, you guys can leave now.
but with the stipulation that they cannot come back here and try to unify us again.
Yeah, and just never try this shit again, okay? Okay.
I mean, I'd like to point out they were wrecking our shit before, like, God Boy showed up, before Funky Boy showed up here.
You rolled a nat 20 on Intimidate.
Like, they were wrecking our shit,
does that.
But they didn't know we had a spaceship at the time.
Yeah we knew they had a god. God.
Like, something I did really like about Lady Kushan in that movie is she knew when to dip. She was like, well, not winning this one.
Yeah. She's very much like, I'm good. I'll go. She gives you a thumbs up and then...
She picked it up from Solaris during the brief time they met.
Yeah.
Can I roll for a light link with Kushana?
Sure.
Oh, only an interstitial.
I mean, from my understanding, she's not quite at Lady Eboshi levels of morally ambiguous, but she is, like, not overtly a villain either.
Yeah, she's fairly chill. I'll take that 9.
Yeah, okay. You get a light link with her.
Yeah, to make up for the Nausicaa linkage. Yeah, friendship with Nausicaa and friendship with Nausicaa ended. Now Kushan is my best friend.
Now, we do have another problem.
What is the problem?
We do.
So I gesture to Listel and Nausicaa, who are both in the gummy ship. And I say, only one of these two is the person that we are searching for.
Hey, did we ever actually establish that we're looking for the Princesses of Heart? And if we did Ember ever tell us why?
I don't think Ember
told us why.
Ember at least told Kronk that we are, because Kronk did tell Asa.
So you asked me this question last session, and the answer was yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also,
can someone remind me why?
Also, have we still found the source of darkness in this world, guys? Hello?
I don't know if we found a source of darkness, but we did kill a god.
So behind the curtain, you have dealt with the source of darkness. Technically, the source of darkness was a combination of Kushana and the god warrior.
But we haven't killed Kushana.
We didn't need to kill the count. So.
Yeah, it's just dealing with their darkness in some way.
Mm-hmm.
You made her stop using her powers to be evil.
What about the keyhole?
Yeah, the keyhole's the other thing.
All right,
so
yeah.
You have not found that yet.
Yeah, guys, we're celebrating a bit early here. There's still a whole ass world here, and so many places to find that hole. I should rephrase.
Oh, that was terrible. It shouldn't have made me laugh.
Well, hold on. Again, like, there's more, now there's more things to search for. Now, Princess of Light, we have to protect them from the Seven.
Heart. Or is it, wait, is it Princesses of Heart or Princesses of Light?
Princesses of Heart.
It's Princesses of Heart.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but they are full of light. So it's a bit of, like, it's a bit of a yes.
Yeah. Their title is Princesses of Heart, but their heart is of light.
Yeah.
So, how do we determine which of these princesses? Also, hi, and I wave at the princesses. How do we determine which is the Princess of Heart? And also, we should probably find the keyholes. Enika's right.
Also, I see one of them tells only lies, and one of them only tells the truth.
Kronk's gonna point at Nausicaa and say, well, that one shot somebody.
Excuse you, I stabbed somebody.
You know what, you're right, that is absolutely that's worse. Better.
To be fair, oh fuck, what's his name? Priscilla is all light, and also he shot a fireball at me.
The wheels are definitely turning in Kronk's head. Where you can see, you can almost see the word association happening of, like, stab, blade, keyblade, give keyblade.
Oh, no.
I swear to God, we are going to pull some Avengers Endgame shit at some point in this campaign.
Lena, I would like to deep dive.
Yeah, sure.
If I give one person a keyblade in every world we go to, I have infinite backup characters.
Lena, what here can I use to determine who a princess of light would be?
Heart.
Hello, it's me, the computer.
I forgot about her.
God, I hate that thing.
Computer, can you please analyze the hearts of these two princesses?
They are both full of light.
Okay, that's you're kind of letting it slip, computer. You used to be like to a tenth of a percent.
They are both 100% full of light.
Thank you, computer. So, now fight off.
So, do we know which one is the Princess of Heart?
I think they're both a Princess of Heart, Solaritas. Which, like,
holy shit!
I guess.
Croc's eyes light up, and he goes, "Love a bogo."
So question, because I don't remember, because I'm bad at remembering things. When I spoke to the computer about a Princess of Heart being in this world previously, did the computer specify the amount of princesses at the time?
I don't know, but if she did, I can excuse that away, because I hadn't watched the movie, and I also, if I had watched the movie, I didn't think you would have
You didn't
saved.
Think that this princess would continue living.
Yeah, to be fair, who exactly could anticipate us fucking catching the plane out of the air?
I'm also doing some, like, fan fictioning, I guess, because this system is built on that, but I'm just like, she had, like, two lines in the movie. I don't know if she's full of light, but she is now.
I did. So, and you might want to cut this out because this is me talking about canon. But I did some research on one of the Kingdom Hearts wikis. And it says that there are only seven at a time.
Canon is nebulous.
But here's the thing. If one of them dies or, like, one of them just stops being full of heart.
That's true, yeah.
Then somebody else takes the role.
You're right.
And as a frozen,
I retract my submission to the canon.
As a frozen, there are two princesses on the same world anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Also, I still don't remember why we are looking for the Princesses of Heart.
It's because the Seven want seven them are? In order to access Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
I don't
all
know
right.
how much we know about their motivation, but we know that the Seven want them, so clearly we need to get them first.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do we do when we have them?
We didn't get that far.
Nick crosses his arms and he's like, we have to show them how to protect themselves from the Seven. While we search for the keyhole, some of us can potentially bequeath them and show them how to use the basics of the blade.
I think Ember sighs and goes, fine, Kronk, go ahead.
Could I... Kronk raises his hand and he goes, I might know somebody who can help. And he's going to pull out his little communicator and he's going to be like, hello, Master Asa? Master Asa, what? Are you there?
Are the other characters in this scene still?
Yeah, dog.
Master Asa, I have some students for you.
Nyx is gonna like get right up on Kronk's arm. He's like, Asa!
Solaris is right there with him.
There is no response from the communicator, but a dark portal does open up near the princesses. And Kronk's just gonna like
no better
Kronk's
way.
Kronk's just gonna be like, yeah, it's safe through there, princesses.
I can think of no better way to transport the princesses of heart than a dark portal.
Look, Asa doesn't know shit except dark portals, okay?
Is that from the communicator?
No, that's from Rem.
Time to look up how quickly does a dark portal corrupt you.
Wait, dark portals corrupt people?
Okay.
Yeah, that's why the organization wears the cloaks.
Princesses of Heart cannot be affected by darkness. That's also why they can't become heartless.
Okay, so yeah. They I guess they go through the portal?
Woo!
Yeah. But that...
Does Yupa go with them?
Asa is like, not a princess of Heart, so we're going to have to deal with that later.
Yeah, so Asa... like the reason the organization wear those cloaks... And the reason everyone just doesn't use dark portals to go around is because if you aren't wearing a protective cloak, you will get corrupted by the darkness.
Cool.
I'm so glad I'm already corrupted by darkness.
Asa's fine.
But Ember, I mean, he can't get any worse, right?
Yeah, he can't get any worse. He's already all darkness.
Yeah.
There's not like 110% darkness.
Does Yupa go through
you
the portal
say that.
With... Nausicaa, or does he stay to take care of the country? Because, like, Yupa's here, y'all!
Alright, yeah, Yupa's here! I forgot about that detail! Yupa, like... Well, he definitely stays, but, like, he's...
Shit.
He says, like, a heartfelt goodbye to Nausicaa. And he encourages her to stay safe.
Can we get a quick roleplay of that scene?
I guess I'm Griffin McElroy now, role playing with myself.
Hell yeah!
So here's the thing: I'm a GM because I'm bad at role playing.
Fair and understandable. Have a
Lord
nice
Yupa,
day.
You've always been like the second father I didn't have because I had the one father already. This is me.
I mean, you're like my father from another father.
Wait,
Yupa,
wait,
you're like my uncle.
Wait.
Thank you. Nyx is gonna fly down once the army is vacating to let Yupa out. But also, I guess, ask Yupa where there are some places of natural power. Because, like, that's probably where the keyhole is.
Well, there is Nausicaa's garden.
Sounds rad. Can we see it?
Yeah, sure. I guess I'm going to have to be tending to it now anyway.
Yeah, it sucks.
Thanks for taking my daughter figure.
You're welcome.
Assholes.
I like how we haven't explained to anybody why.
Kronk is very bad at sarcasm, and he very sincerely says, you're welcome.
I miss Asa.
Aww.
No, I do too.
Aww.
You don't get to miss Asa.
You are Asa.
Join our Patreon to find out where Asa is.
Okay, we said that as a joke, but that's not a joke. Sign up for our Patreon to get Asa's secret reports.
Yeah.
Do you like fan fiction, but you wish it was written by the creators?
That's just fiction,
baby.
Have you
ever wanted to read a fan fiction of a fan fiction?
but it's made by the actual creators of, you know what, we've lost the plot, as we were.
Let's head to the garden. So,
while we're heading to the garden, Lena, I think Nyx, having seen the communicator that Kronk has, is going to try and he feels bad that Yupa has been disconnected from Nausicaä, and he wants to try and sort of fix that. I'm wondering if I can try and pull a communicator from the Aether?
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Okay, let's try. Hell yeah!
Okay, you are able to get an item that you need. You get a communicator.
All right. He's going to like while they're like walking down there, like if Zedek's watching, this is definitely string magic. String magic starts to form something.
Oh, cool! I'd like to interfere then.
Okay.
So today's going to be one of those days.
That's a 10.
Interfere. I get both. Pushing through stress to do it, they take experience and they don't do it. I think it manifests as she looks over her shoulder and sees him, like, weaving strings, like, between his finger, or they're weaving strings between their fingers. And she just walks up and, as before, just kind of grabs his wrists and, like, stares him down.
What type
or stares them down.
What type of push through stress would this be? He's still, he's surprised. They're surprised.
I'm gonna say.
And they're just like, what the hell?
I think this would be a push through stress light, because like
yeah, I was gonna say light because you are doing a good thing. You are using bad things to do a good thing,
okay,
which is rad.
I would.
How many light links do you have?
I'd also think it could be mastery since it is magic.
Either way, it's a +4.
Yeah,
yeah, either way,
matter.
It's a +4. So it's you're using one of your +4 stats. Well, link type things.
So push through stress. So pick one, I'll succeed at what I was attempting.
Okay. You make the communicator.
Zeneca, like, grabbing Nyx's wrist, they sort of look really surprised, and it, despite everything, like, I feel like the magic pushes harder and the strings sort of weave faster, and it becomes a communicator that looks like the one Kronk has, and he sort of, like, pulls their and they pull their wrist away, and they're like, Zeneca, what? What? It's a communicator. It's for Yupa.
Oh my god, do you think I'm talking about the fucking communicator, Nyx?
Okay, I guess this is happening now.
Don't fight, you'll make the baby cry.
Who's the baby?
We already killed the baby.
Solaris is the baby.
And
like, hey, do you remember what I said earlier? Literally one word, one single fucking word?
You asked me not to do that, and guess what? I can say no.
Yeah, guess what? Don't. I guess, like, I don't want to fucking see you do that string shit ever again.
Then don't look at me. And he's gonna shove.
Not the point. Not at all. Not at all what that actually means.
I do like it, though.
I'm a fan of it.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah,
this is.
He's like, they're like, I know what you mean, Zeneca. This is the power I have. This is the
strength.
Yeah,
guess what? It's a shitty power.
Listen, Zeneca.
What?
I
didn't hear the last part.
Listen, Zeneca. Guess what? This power, I'm going to use it to fix everything I've done wrong. And I mean everything. And that
Doubtful.
Is a promise.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
You don't fucking have to. I've been proving people wrong my entire life. And I'll prove you wrong too. And he's going to walk past her to Yupa to try and explain how a communicator works.
Okay. Yupa's like, I understand completely.
Perfect, thank you.
Yes, we have walkie-talkies in our world. I don't know. Oh, okay, you're going to keep explaining. All right, well, I'm here now.
Sir Patrick Stewart is a quick study.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever addressed him as Yupa this entire session.
He's just...
So I have a question about used lock links. Can you still change them? Do they become unlocked if you change them?
I don't think it's in the rules. Like, there's anything in the rules about that. But I'm going to say they'd either become locked again or unlocked if you change them based on what you rule.
Okay. But I want to change my link with Seneca to dark.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah, you get a unlocked dark link.
Okay, that's fine.
So, did everyone else here witness that scene, or was that sort of private?
I assume everybody
witnessed it. I imagine that
Nyx didn't sound private.
Yeah, no, Nyx was just walking down to this garden, minding their own business. And then Zeneca got upset because string magic caused damage to her brother, which is fair.
Yeah.
So if I witnessed this, I'm going to roll to lock this. my light link with Zeneca.
Okay.
Wait, Lena, did you just say I missed this?
No, I said witness this.
Oh.
Which is not the line from the movie that I was referencing. It's witness me.
Didn't even get the quote right.
It'd be like that. Anyway.
Should I spend a link to reroll because I wanted the lock, but I'd need to get higher five?
I think the way is if you're rolling to lock a link, you get what you were looking for.
Okay.
Right? Like, because the rule is when you're changing a link, if you roll a 10 plus, it becomes locked.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not really changing it. You're rolling to lock, and you succeed at what you were. You exceeded what you were attempting.
Well, now we're being GM'd. Right. Now we're being GM'd by a scatman.
I'll take the locked link. I will not argue with this case. I will take the locked link.
Strike with intent. Strike with intent. Strike with intent.
All right. So cool. We did that.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I don't know how else anyone else would, if anyone else wants to react, but otherwise I think we're headed out to the garden.
Yeah, you're in the garden. In the garden. I'm so sorry. It's just, it's like a compulsion. I have to do it.
In the garden, you can grow yourself a rose. In the garden.
In the garden, where you can hang out with your bros.
In the garden. You can strike a special pose. In the garden. In the garden.
All right, everybody shut up. We're in the garden.
So Isaiah reached his breaking point.
Nyx would look at Ember or Kronk or Solaritus. Pointedly doesn't look at Zeneca and be like, I can't close the keyhole if it's here.
And you do notice as you enter into the room, a keyhole does form in the wall.
Ember crosses his arms and says, Kronk, if you would be so kind.
Would you kindly?
I mean, I don't mind, but I think I closed the last one. Doesn't anyone else want to do it?
Oh my god,
Kronk. I literally do not have a keyblade.
It's... Kronk, it's just you and I.
Oh, okay.
And I don't feel as though I should be sealing keyholes.
Alright, I guess. Kronk fucking seals the keyhole. That's it. Kronk's the keyhole man now.
Yep. Okay. And everything's done in the world
Yay!
Now. So you can leave if you want to.
We did it.
And it only took us, wow, that 50 minutes. We can still record for a little longer if we want, or we could end it here.
Wait a minute. We need a good ending line.
We need a good what?
We need a good ending line. We need a good send off. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening, Kingdom Hearts, A Forgotten Era. Hashtag KHAFE. At KH underscore AFE. Discord server. iTunes. Podchaser. Patreon. Patreon.com/KHAFE. I don't use Twitter.
fuck.
Val can be found at Villain Vicenzio. Rem can be found at REM Speedwagon. Theo can be found at Four Whole Moons. That's for the number whole, not half, and moons, moons. Isaiah, who writes our intro and outro music, can be found at Isaiah Games, Isaiah being spelled ISIAH. And Nathan does not use Twitter. Thank you for listening.